Guess who?
It's a captivating fragrance you're wearing. What do you call it?
Mazzola.
Sheila.
Hi, Dad.
So, what brings you by?
I have a new position.
Will it involve a loss of consciousness?
I mean, I have a new job. I leave for L.A. at midnight.
What? You're walking out of my life just like that? After everything we have meant to each other? After everything we have shared? At least have the common decency to sleep with me during the dinner break.
What must you think of me to ask a question like that? Of course I'll sleep with you.
Ready to begin, sir.
Mac, you gotta be kidding. This is tonight's docket.
Nope, the rest are being hauled up with a forklift.
What the hell's going on?
Well, haven't you heard? We got a log jam of cases, Your Honor. You got about 200 to adjudicate.
200? Mac, that's not possible. On a good night, we do what? 75, 80?
Because of the overcrowding, a federal court ordered that all cases not arraigned by midnight tonight be dismissed and the defendant set free.
Gee, I'd kill to get out of here by 12.
We have to arraign 200 cases in one shift? That's impossible.
Well, I guess we're going to have to cancel the 10 o'clock break.
No!
What I mean, sir, is that I rely on that break to rejuvenate myself, to refresh myself, to...
have cheap sex in the broom closet.
Absolutely not. Sheila brought her van.
Sorry, Dan. You're gonna have to wait till after work to pop your clutch. Let's get started, okay, people?
And we're off. State versus John Doe. Loitering.
Yes, sir. Mr. Doe here refused to identify himself to police. As a matter of fact, he refuses to say anything to anybody.
Is he deaf? Can you talk? You want to go to the slammer? Anybody got any ideas?
Maybe he's got laryngitis.
Maybe he's got agoraphobia.
Maybe when he was 8, some kid dared him to stick his tongue to a frozen flagpole. And it got torn out, leaving only a pulpy, meaty stub.
You've been taking the toaster in the bathtub again, haven't you?
Your Honor, we could be here all night guessing.
Sir, there's got to be a reason why he's not talking.
Where was he arrested?
Near Columbus Circle.
Say, isn't there a monastery near there?
Yeah, St. Raymond's.
You mean...
he could be a monk.
Don't some monks take a vow of silence?
Sure.
Could it be possible? Could he possibly be a monk who's taken a vow of silence?
Yes!
Roz, better take this one back for reprocessing.
3 months of meditation and prayer. 6 years of training and commitment down the tubes. I can't believe...
shut up.
Our next case, sir. People versus Mrs. Smith.
Mac, is that not the sweetest, most innocent-looking face you have ever seen?
Yes, it is, sir.
What's the charge?
Prostitution.
Hello.
Hello yourself.
So, you're...
the tart. Right.
She admits it freely, Your Honor.
That's the only thing she does freely. Here's Mr. Reynolds, sir. He's the director of the Sunset Retirement Home where Mrs. Smith lives and hawks her tawdry wares.
So you admit you've been doing this for money?
Sometimes I do it for pudding.
Sometimes I do it in pudding.
Sometimes I do it for green stamps. And sometimes I do it just for kicks.
Can you imagine degrading yourself for green stamps?
Sure. By now, I would have had enough of that sailboat.
Your Honor, Mrs. Smith has some character witnesses she would like to present in her behalf.
Well, that's a little unusual under the circumstances, but, sure, go ahead.
Come on, boys!
Hi there, fellas. Thanks a lot. Mr. Reynolds, were all these men as happy as that before they met Mrs. Smith?
No, but they could all walk.
Next.
Tenant-landlord dispute, sir.
Your Honor, Mr. Shea has refused to pay his rent for the last 3 months. When he was given an eviction notice, he responded by barricading himself inside of his apartment.
Mr. Shea, what happens to be the problem?
All I need is a few more days. I mean, I've almost got it right.
Beg your pardon?
Mr. Shea is an amateur magician, Your Honor.
I am on the verge of an amazing, an astounding, a revolutionary effect. Something that has never before been accomplished. Something that will alter forever our very perceptions of reality.
Mr. Shea, as committed as I'm sure you are, the fact remains that even successful magicians with unlimited resources and lots of money sometimes spend lifetimes fruitlessly trying to develop... Next case.
Listen, wait a minute. Listen, it is not my fault. He canceled the dinner break.
Bye, Dan.
No, wait. Listen to me. Look. All right. Your flight's at 12:30. We'll be out of here by 12 at the latest. We take your van. I know a shortcut. We get to the airport by 12:22. Figure on baggage check-in. That'll leave 1 minute in the unloading zone. For us.
All right. Midnight, but not a second after.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Now, how many cases we got left?
Not including the last one, 135.
Oh, this is hopeless. No one can possibly adjudicate 200 cases in one night.
Well, Judge Klein arraigned 199, but that's the record.
Yeah, well, I am not Judge Klein.
Oh, no, sir. You're not at all like Judge Klein, and he would be the first to agree.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh. Isn't he the one who called you an amateur? A panty-waist pup? An underqualified and undernourished judicial error.
Let's take him down, Matt.
Yes, sir. Next case, sir. People versus Grossman. It's an attempted suicide.
Well, I'll bet there's an interesting little anecdote goes with this one.
Yes, sir. Apparently, Mr. Grossman tried to terminate his life in a laundromat by stuffing himself and $12 worth of quarters into a jumbo dryer. Fortunately, they pulled him out right in the middle of a fluff cycle.
What do you mean, fortunately? I was trying to kill myself.
Mr. Grossman, whatever would make you despondent enough to attempt laundricide?
Look at me. You know what it's like to be this short? Men pat me on my head. Women snicker at me when I ask them out. The last job I was offered was as a lawn jockey. I can't take it anymore. I didn't ask to go through life being 5'6".
You can't be 5'6". I'm 5'6".
What?
Mr. Grossman, you didn't by any chance set the dryer too high, did you?
Oh, my God.
Maybe you need a good shrink. I mean, maybe psychiatric support is in order. Ron.
This way, Mr. Grossman.
I'm ruined. My life is even more desolate and hopeless than before.
Yes, but at least now you have that nice April fresh smell.
Sir, the next case involves mutual assault charges.
Who's this?
He claims to be God.
How dare you have the temerity to suggest that you're God?
Who are you?
I'm God.
The other defendant, Your Honor.
Oh, God.
Yes?
Never mind.
If I am not treated with reverence and awe, I shall put a plague on your house. And that address, please.
Oh, come on, I think we can solve this problem without resorting to the indiscriminate use of locusts.
Your Honor, the dueling supreme beings here manifested themselves in Green Blatt's deli, whereupon they began to smite each other with turkey rolls.
Thou shalt have no other gods before me.
How'd you like a thunderbolt where the sun don't shine?
Gentlemen, I know it's supposed to be impossible to know the mind of God, but what do you say we give Bellevue a crack at it? Well, would you escort the entities down to holding?
Going my way?
And I thought I screwed up when I made the platypus.
What's next, Mac?
A fight over tablets, Your Honor.
Drugs?
Guess again.
What's the story?
My client was arrested for trespassing, Your Honor, but as the file shows, his record is spotless.
How do you plead?
Oh, please, oh, please.
Not bad.
Next case, sir, disturbing the peace and creating a public disturbance.
Killer.
Stop it, stop it.
Murderer.
Obviously, this is a domestic dispute.
Yes, neighbors called police after they heard blood-curdling screams emanating from the Boswell's rumpus room.
He killed Lucy.
There's been a death?
She's referring to the new Lucy TV show, sir.
Of course.
Sir, the Boswells are a TV ratings family. What they watch in part determines what stays on the air.
We represent 840,000 viewers. Have you got any idea what it's like to have your remote control wired to the viewing pulse of a nation?
Kinky?
We never even go out anymore.
Never?
Well, we went out once for our anniversary.
And?
We lost Punky.
People, I think what we're losing here is perspective. Now, there are a lot of things in life much more important than television, and I would think that first and foremost would be the sanctity and the harmony of the family.
He canceled the Jetsons.
That was you!
I read a book. It won't happen again.
Well, I'm afraid I'm going to have to fine you folks $200. Maybe that'll help bring you back to reality.
We don't have $200.
Weren't you informed that you were entitled to a phone call to prepare for this very possibility?
We made that phone call.
Sorry I'm late. Listen, I left as soon as I got your message.
Who are you?
Brandon Tartikoff.
Brandon, what a cough.
Listen, I'm Brandon Tartikoff. Head of programming for NBC. I'm here to post bail for the Boswells.
Well, Brandon, if that is your real name, the bailiffs will help you with that.
Listen, don't worry about a thing. I'll have you out of here in time to see the Misfits of Science.
It's been canceled.
I knew that.
Mr. Tartikoff, what's the secret of your success?
Well, certainly luck and timing play a big part. But I also pride myself on being a man of principle and integrity. You see, I will kowtow to no one.
Excuse me, Mr. Cosby is on the phone for you?
Oh, God, the sandwiches! Tell him I already left.
He'll be right there. Why don't you suck on one of those pudding pops while you read?
Mac, there's only 15 minutes left.
Oh, but just two cases left, sir.
You're kidding.
Oh, no, sir.
Hey, we're home free.
Nothing's gonna stop us now, sir. People versus Damon.
Let's start.
Your Honor, my client had a midnight deadline for his quarterly filing with the IRS. Mr. Tuttle here was the postal clerk on duty. My client, frustrated with his pace, merely tried to stuff him in the overnight slot.
Seems pretty cut and dry, huh, Mr. Tuttle? You have anything to say?
Yes.
Well, then go ahead.
Well, it's long story.
Why am I seeing my life flashing before my eyes?
Well, he does have a legal right to speak, Your Honor.
Okay, Mr. Tuttle, let her rip.
Thank you. I'll be brief. So I switched to decaf. But I digress.
Okay, who had the egg salad?
Oh, that was me.
And you had the
hogshead cheese.
Bon appetit.
Mr. Tuttle, I got one question for you. Do you or do you not want to press charges?
No.
Why the hell didn't you just say that to begin with?
Well,
get this out of
one more minute and it's out of even dead. It's Sheila.
What do we got left, Mac?
Last case, felony drug driving, sir.
Felony? All we gotta do is turn that over to the grand jury. We could still make it.
I'm afraid not, Your Honor. My client refuses to waive the reading of the information.
You what? We never do that.
But the formal charge goes on and on and on.
Unfortunately, word got out that anyone not arraigned before midnight was set free.
Oh, we were so close.
Oh, well, that's it. We're finished.
No, we're not. Not as long as I got a chance to sleep with Matilda the Hun, we're not. Hold on. Count one, the other side declared a complaint, states without prejudice, cities informed, beliefs upon such information, claims, beliefs that upon 11-1986, and above the judicial city of New York State, New York's crime of violation 23152 of the New York Vehicle Code, misdemeanor, the defendant did willfully and unlawfully while any influence of alcoholic beverage or driver to drive a vehicle. Count two. Further, the separate complaint being different cause, the same class defendant should connect with the commissioner, the set forth the count, declared the complaint to stand forth the information, beliefs that the information and belief had, and stating that in the state and the judicial city of New York, the state of New York in violation 23152 of the Vehicle Code, the misdemeanor was committed, defendant did willfully and unlawfully while 1.0% or more weight of alcohol to drive a vehicle. The end. My God, man, gavel!
Oh, yeah, yeah, held over for a grand jury, court adjourned! Did, huh? What did he call me, Mac? Childish?
Uh-huh.
Immature?
Uh-huh.
Let's go toilet paper his house.
Yeah. All right, baby, let's go.
I'm not interested.
Huh?
I postponed my flight. I realized that what I really need is a man who takes his time. And I found him.
What?
Me.
You mean to tell me that you're dropping me for Zippy the Wonder Slug?
So long, Dan.
Alf! Peter Zane!
Sure, you just tease a man all night long and then just...
What am I gonna do?
I'll wait for you downstairs. Don't knock it till you've tried it.
Hey, pal, did I get your order?
Give me 10 puddings.
Introducing Bio Channel at 8. Every night, you'll see stars at 8.
I'm not the genius they say I am, and I'm not the idiot they say I am.
Close-ups at 8.
If you lose confidence in what you're doing, then it takes an awful lot to get to the end of the scene.
Life is great every night on